Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. And it's truly the Gunsmith Show today because we've got the original Gunsmiths back together. Jacob's in with us.
Hello. Good morning.
Good to have you in
we'll
here
call
again.
Him the occasional gunsmith.
He's kind of the occasional gunsmith. He's the part-time gunsmith. He's the apprentice.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, well, he's been an apprentice a long time.
He could have his own apprentice at this point.
Yes, he could.
Well, it's taken a union to move up from apprentice. To
long time. You just be quiet and keep working. Okay. Just keep the shop clean, all right?
Yeah. It's good to have you in here. Listen, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the implications for gun owners with the passage of the new gigantic legislation. I believe they're affectionately known as the Big Beautiful Bill.
Yeah.
Because there's some stuff in there regarding firearms John wants to talk about, and we're going to tell you this segment is brought to you by
Reliable Enterprises.
Man, do they make beautiful stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Decks, yep. Outdoor stuff.
I almost called them on the 4th because they had a friend offer me a basement remodel. And I said, no, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. He's got to keep building decks this time of year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Basements maybe over the wintertime.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's nice in the hot summertime, too. The hottest months of the year.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice.
Everybody
loves walking down those stairs going, oh, yeah, I can work in here all day, boss. You know?
Yep.
We used to do a lot of basements in the summertime.
That's not a bad plan.
But I hate it when people ask me to build decks in the wintertime. So.
Right. There you go.
But anyways, Reliable Enterprises is your choice for all your exterior work. Matter of fact, the name of his website, or his website is ReliableExteriorPro.com. That is Jeremy, and he's been one of our sponsors for years and years and years and a good friend. His number is 810-429-6957. So whether it's decks, gazebos, barn sheds,
basement remodels,
yeah, he's your guy. Licensed and insured and a dear, dear friend of the Gunsmith Show. So he's a pro 2A guy.
He will show up if you Google Reliable Enterprises. He does come up, or you can get directly there from your website.
Yes, you can. You can link to him right from the GSS.com, which is our website at the Gunsmith Show. So welcome, everybody. It is another beautiful weekend now.
Happy Independence Day.
Yeah, yeah. It's an Independence weekend.
Independence weekend.
It almost sounds is wait. 249th I didn't birthday. Say it, for some it might be a Depends weekend, but. But we'll call it Independence Weekend.
There you
right?
go.
Right.
It's the original No Kings Day.
Is that what it is?
That's true.
No
That's
Kings,
right.
yeah.
It is. 249 you know, years of No
yeah.
King.
King yeah. George. Yeah, they said, enough of you.
Adios.
See you
later. Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
But, so I hate to, but I got to talk politics a little bit. So all I'm going to say is that in the gun world news that I – just real quickly, a synopsis this morning, looked it over. Yeah, I mean, what I did was I looked at it and said, okay, let's hear what everybody's saying, okay? NRA, Gun Owners of America, even NPR radio, what the ATF is saying.
That they closed down NPR and PBS.
That's the big news on the NPR website. The government's trying to shut us down. So, unfortunately, good thing is we're not NPR here.
That's true.
We are really cool radio here, not NPR.
They get all the good stuff, though. We'd have a lot better equipment if we were not for profit.
If we were government funded, we'd have new microphones.
You need $20 billion a year of government funding. That's your secret, Dan.
There you
go.
Oh. You just ask and you shall receive.
What if USAID would give us a grant?
You might have missed that boat.
That ship has sailed, apparently.
WDEI radio. Broadcasting live with brand new equipment.
I like it. So the ATF even had some things to say, and the NRA.
So is this specifically, there's some parts of this that impact the ATF?
Yes, and what's going on is basically a lot of this surrounds the NFA, the National Firearms Act of 1968.
Correct.
Now, the NFA Act in 1968 is the one that caused us all the things that have people upset now, like suppressors being so hard to get, take so long to get, cost $200 to get the tax stamp.
That was before then. And the suppressors, tax stamps on suppressors start all the way back in the mob eras when they charged a lot of money with the tax stamps.
Because they thought gangsters were going to have them and everything.
Act was all because of both Kennedys and Martin Luther King Jr. getting assassinated. They brought thinking that because everybody back then was buying these surplus rifles and guns through the Sears catalog.
Hmm. Oh, that wasn't a Photoshop of Lee Harvey?
No.
holding the newspaper?
So everybody was, you know, there was never any necessary background checks or registrations. And
yeah, you could have your guns mailed right to your home.
Yeah, back then you went into your local hardware store, you paid $27 and you took home an M1 Garand. So times have changed in a lot of aspects and the Firearms Act of 68 was a big part of that. But it did regulate a lot of things like short-barreled rifles, machine guns, things like that too.
Right. So now what the gun owners of America have to say about this is their highlights this week are we can still gut the NFA. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to streamline a little bit, take a lot of the kind of malicious things that stop us from getting the things. If you're a legal gun owner, you can own a machine gun.
Yeah.
If you're a legal gun owner, you can have a suppressor. But you shouldn't have to jump through a year worth of hoops to get it, nor pay the excessive taxes, which are basically taxes without representation. There's no reason for it.
Well, and the original reason for the taxes on these was so that the average person couldn't afford them.
Yeah, back that in was the day, yeah.
The reason for the taxes on suppressors.
And they've and, even... And
when it was $200, it's been $200 since it began.
Yeah.
So for 100 years, the government's been charging $200 for suppressors.
Right.
Now, in 1930 or whenever, whenever it started... That was a substantial amount of money, right? $200, you could buy a car for $1,000, right?
Now it'll barely buy one tire, you know, for your car.
Correct. So that's been a part of this was, you know, realistically, those fears are no longer there to eliminate these NFA restrictions on suppressors, SBRs, because it is a very antiquated system. If you can go out and buy those cherry bomb things for the side of your motorcycles... and kill hearing, why can't you buy a suppressor to save your hearing, right?
And that we've talked about that a lot, John, the fact that, you know, suppressor doesn't completely silence a gun, but it can sure have an impact when you're shooting on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It protects your hearing.
It takes the decibels away that actually hurt your body.
The harmful, yeah.
And even when I wear earmuffs, I still wear earplugs inside my earmuffs because... It damages.
What?
Exactly. I go to lunch with all these old guys that used to shoot all the time, and all I hear is, what?
Huh?
What?
What?
What did he say? Did you know what he said?
He's going to the bathroom.
I feel sorry for the waitress, you know, because the waitress can't.
You have to tip her because she's putting up with all of it.
Man, tough. Yeah. Life is rough all over. So, so Gun Owners of America says we can still gut the NFA. Their next comment is they want to fire the parliamentarian. For the Senate, because the parliamentarian gutted a whole bunch of things that were really good and everybody was all excited about. So it's a battle going back and forth. We'll see exactly. I'm kind of waiting until Monday to see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Because
they're on vacation now.
Because, you know, we're getting mixed. We're kind of getting emotional news right now. We'll see how it all goes. And then the $200 tax stamp sounds like it's gone. There's no longer going to be a $200 fee. So I'm sure there's going to be some type of a fee because their point is if we don't charge $200, how are we going to pay to have all the background checks done? You have to pay for a background check then.
Well, when I lived in Florida, you had to pay for your background checks.
And we had to pay for background checks here. We used to have to pay to have a background check for your CPL back years ago.
Really?
Now in still Genesee County, I think still charges for your thumbprints and everything. So basically, when you go for your tax stamp, what do you have to do? It's almost like going through getting arrested. You get your thumbprints taken. You do a background check.
I don't know what that's like.
I don't either, but I've seen it on TV lots of times. You get your fingerprints taken. You get your background check done, and you have to wait.
Yep.
And to find out if you're eligible, and even if you go buy a gun right now. Most often, I mean, every time I do a gun sale, I have to wait. It's always at least a 20-minute wait for me to get cleared. Why? I have no idea. I'm the only person with my name in America. But I don't know why it takes that long. I'm not complaining. I'm happy we have a legal system where we can still legally buy guns. But now NPR Radio says the Trump administration targets the ATF with plans to cut jobs and ease gun regulations. So cuts, according to NPR, which is National Public Radio, cuts will include the loss of 500 agents that conduct inspections on FFL dealers, but it will not be taken away from the ones investigating serious crimes.
Oh, interesting.
So that's good.
That's because, interesting. Yeah.
Because there for a while, there was malicious intent on the ATF side.
There was during some political parties in power.
Yep. Yes. So, and I know we've had people, our friends of ours, that lost their licenses set up by agents, and it was frustrating for them. It cost their businesses, and they lost their licenses. So the ATF says it's trying to reduce unnecessary regulatory burdens. So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be unnecessary regulatory burdens.
They're antiquated systems.
So we can focus on enforcement on violent crimes. And I know the ATF agents I've talked to in Genesee County, that's all they do is work on violent crimes. They are not the ones that are going to gun dealerships and trying. But
you were told, right, every time a gun is fired in a crime in the city of Flint,
ATF agent is there to investigate.
They stay busy.
Yes, they do. So the NRA is warning.
The Lapeer County one must be, it's going to be a little bit safer, right?
I would think so. Yep. We got a.
That's a gravy gig.
I don't know if it's gravy, but.
Sit down at desk. Oh, wow.
No, I'm sure there's work to be done.
I'm sure.
Even just like, a couple days ago, there
it's
was
like
a,
being named the ambassador to the Bahamas instead of, you know, yeah. Lebanon
well,
or something.
Well, it's another nice day.
Oh, I better stack up on the banana boat.
It's the ambassador to Ukraine. Oh, this isn't good.
All right. Yeah, no. So the NRA says, warning, new thing for us to look out for now that the magic, whatever, giant, beautiful bill's passing. The Go Safe Act is the next thing on the agenda that we got to watch out for, okay? So the Go Safe Act is a new, snappy, misleading acronym being pushed at the public. And the NRA says it's not so fast. It's not a good thing. It's very misleading, and it's very vague and leaves openings for all types of regulations to slip in to kill the Second Amendment. So stay very alert.
Those are the manufactured guns.
Yes. And this is on through the NRA. This is very misleading from the government. There's some folks that have put this thing together that were truly anti-gunners that put this together, and they're calling it the Go Safe Act. They surround it with verbiage that, and I read it, but I didn't print it all out. They surround it with verbiage that directly looks like it's very good for gun owners. But they said, the NRA says it's terrible. It's leaving so many vague areas and areas where they can slip in their own verbiage to say whatever they want to say and take things away.
Well, let's hope it doesn't get far.
Let's hope not. So I'm sure there'll be that'll be the next big warning. And hey, good news, guys. Want to hear some quick good news? Next Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be at Williams Gun Sight selling raffle tickets.
All right.
I just got the okay from Brian on Thursday, and he said, let's make it happen. So I didn't talk to him yesterday because it was 4th of July.
Right.
Wish everybody a 4th of July, of course. But we got to go.
We'll have some details about the raffle when we come back, and there's lots more to talk about. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back after this.